It's Friday, April 28th, AD 2023. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A new report by the Institute for the Study of War claims that Russian forces are persecuting and repressing the church in areas under their control. The report states that, quote, Russia continues to weaponize religion. Since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022, Russian soldiers or occupation authorities have reportedly committed at least 76 acts of religious persecution in Ukraine, end quote. Russian forces have closed down or taken over 76 places of worship, looted, desecrated, or destroyed 13, and have killed or seized 29 religious leaders in occupied Ukraine. Researchers describe the religious repression as, quote, part of a deliberate campaign to systematically eradicate undesirable religious organizations in Ukraine and promote the patriarch of the Russian Church, end quote. Officials with Walter Reed National Military Medical Center have not explained their controversial decision to end a long-standing contract for Catholic pastoral care services at the beginning of Holy Week, reports Baptist News. The Roman Catholic Archdiocese for Military Services strongly criticized the nation's most well-known military hospital for issuing a cease and desist order to Holy Name College, a community of Franciscan Catholic priests and brothers who have provided pastoral care to Catholic service members and veterans at Walter Reed for 2 decades. Oddly enough, the U.S. military has awarded the new contract for Catholic pastoral care to a for-profit secular company that the Archdiocese believes cannot provide adequate care. Archbishop Timothy Broglio said the unnamed firm awarded the contract is, quote, incapable of providing priestly care. It's like hiring a brain surgeon who did not go to med school, end quote. Whatever the origin and reasoning for the change, Walter Reed officials have been silent. Republican congressmen put the blame on President Joe Biden, who is, ironically, a Catholic. Despite the fact that Tucker Carlson Tonight was the highest-rated show in all cable news with an average of 3.39 million viewers, Fox News fired him recently. Some have wondered whether it was in any way related to a powerful extemporaneous speech that he gave to the Heritage Foundation on Friday night, April 21st, shortly after his last show, reports the Washington Stand. The 28-minute speech, available on YouTube, has already been viewed by 3.9 million people. Carlson addressed the transgender movement.
If you have people who are saying, I have an idea, let's castrate the next generation, let's sexually mutilate children. I'm sorry, that's not a political debate. What? It has nothing to do with politics. What's the outcome we're desiring here? An androgynous population? Is that really what we are arguing for that? I don't think anyone could defend that as a positive outcome. But the weight of the government and a lot of corporate interests are behind that. Well, what is that? Well, it's irrational.
He talked about the modern day abortion movement.
If you're telling me that abortion is a positive good, what are you saying? Well, you're arguing for child sacrifice, obviously. But when the Treasury Secretary stands up and says, you know what you can do to help the economy get an abortion? That's like an Aztec principle, actually. Well, what's the point of child sacrifice? Well, there's no policy goal entwined with that. No, that's a theological phenomenon. And that's kind of the point I'm making. None of this makes sense in conventional political terms.
Carlson called out the motivating factor of today's federal government.
When the federal government decide that the goal is to destroy things, destruction for its own sake, hey, let's tear it down. What you're watching is not a political movement, it's evil.
And the former Fox News host concluded his speech by advocating for daily prayer for America.
Maybe we should all take just 10 minutes a day to say a prayer about it. I'm serious. Why not? And I'm saying that to you, not as some kind of evangelist. I'm literally saying that to you as an Episcopalian, the Samaritans of our time. I'm coming to you from the most humble and lowly theological position you can. And even I have concluded it might be worth taking just 10 minutes out of your busy schedule to say a prayer for the future. And I hope you will.
Proverbs 14, verse 34 says, "Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin condemns any people." And finally, Ron Hamilton, best known as the character Patch the Pirate in the world of Christian music for children, died on April 19th. Incredibly prolific, he wrote and sang 900 songs as part of a series of character-building, comical, and musical recordings for children produced by Majesty Music. The Patch the Pirate albums have sold over 2 million copies, and the adventures are featured on over 600 Christian radio stations. To date, over 1 million streams of Patch are reported every month. To the glory of God, countless children have come to know Christ through Patch the Pirate. Listen to a portion of one song inspired by Isaiah 6:8.
Lord, I give my life to you. Take control each day. I will follow anywhere, near or far away. Here am I, Lord, send me. Here am I, Lord, send me. I will serve you faithfully. Here am I, Lord, send me.
After graduating from Bob Jones University, an ophthalmologist discovered melanoma cancer in Ron Hamilton's left eye, which required surgical removal. He opted to wear a leather eye patch permanently. This earned him the title Patch the Pirate from Children Everywhere. This seeming tragedy became the greatest ministry blessing of Ron and his wife Shelley's lives. And that's The World View on this Friday, April 28th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.